What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, January 6th, 2023. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a heck of a week with all the news going on and, you know, personal matters. And first of all, I want to extend a thank you to all the listeners and readers who have been sending well wishes and prayers for Claire. I did bring her home from the hospital this morning, and she did have to have another stent installed in the plumbing. And right now the doctors are telling her she's got to stay still and not exert herself, and I'm here to enforce that. So, we're old people. And, we only have so many good days left to us. And, parts are wearing out. And they've discontinued our model. And spares are not available here. All right. Anyway, very busy news day today. We've got a lot to get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Today, of course, is the anniversary of the January 6th protests at the Capitol building regarding the stolen 2020 election. And Democrats are still out there trying to exploit it and say, oh, it was it was rioting and insurrection and all kinds of bad things here. Now, the January 6th Commission, have made a big deal about some of the Capitol Police who were injured. They never mention three of the four Trump supporters who were killed by police that day. They only mention Ashley Babbitt in passing, and they don't even mention of how Derek Vargo almost died when he was pushed off a two-story ledge by police. And, of course, they ignore the details about how Ashley Babbitt was, just shot dead. She was unarmed, not doing anything, and she was shot dead by, Capitol policeman. Now, Ashley Babbitt's mother was in Washington, D.C. today staging an impromptu memorial, and she actually got arrested, supposedly for jaywalking, which is generally a ticket only, but the cops came and basically hauled her off because, she's a point of embarrassment. All right. Now, again, Officer Michael Byrd, who shot Ashley Babbitt, was protected by Nancy Pelosi, the FBI, and the military. He was never held accountable for murdering Ashley Babbitt, just as the other Capitol Police officers were never held accountable for the murder of Roseanne Boyland. And so it's just cover up from beginning to end here. And it's been 2 years now. And everybody's wondering, at this point, after all this January 6th commission and was biased and rigged from the get-go, witnesses could not be cross-examined, very heavy Democratic presence on the committee. And they were out there screaming about, Donald Trump being evil and trying to get his tax records and basically came up with nothing. It was another big nothing burger. And still, the Democrats are still talking about trying to find something they can prosecute Trump for and throw him in jail. Maybe if he jaywalks in front of the Capitol building, they'll take him away like they did Ashley Babbitt's mother. But the goal here is to find some way to permanently block Donald Trump from ever running for office again. And that is really what has been behind that. Now, turning over to Ray Epps, okay, this is an individual who was caught on video inciting people to go into the Capitol building, which is their building, let's be honest about that, and they went on in. The Capitol Police held the doors open for them. That's been captured on video, and most of these people just wandered around like tourists taking selfies and and so forth. And they're being hunted down. I mean, there are thousands of cases scheduled in the courts and thousands more, to the point where one of the judges has announced his retirement because he just doesn't want to spend the rest of his life going through all of these January 6th cases. But of course, you know, the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt will never see a day in court, and neither will Ray Epps. And new details are coming on out from Revolver News about how there was this massive web of unindicted operators at the heart of the January 6th protest. It was a complete false flag because the government loves to play dirty tricks on you, the American people, to try and manufacture your consent to ever more draconian laws regarding your freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and so forth here. Now, oddly enough, I mean, this is 2 years after it all happened, the FBI is now offering a $500,000 reward for information about the suspicious Capitol Hill pipe bomber. And everybody is wondering why now. It's come out previously that the cameras that should have seen the individual plant the bomb were pointed in the wrong direction that day, and so nothing was there. My guess is probably whoever did plant that phony bomb to try and say, oh, there's bombs and everything, is probably someplace beyond the reach of even a $500,000 reward. Maybe he's been put into the witness relocation program and relocated to a shallow grave somewhere out in the Nevada desert. Now, turning to the circus over in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy has lost the 13th ballot for Speaker of the House, but he has managed to flip some of the members of the Freedom Coalition, and he's now only 6 votes away from the speakership. Now, interestingly enough, in the 11th vote that took place, Matt Gaetz nominated Donald Trump to be the House Speaker. And Donald Trump had been supporting McCarthy, but Trump told General Flynn that if he were to be elected as House Speaker, he would take the job. Okay? And if you read your Constitution, the Speaker of the House does not have to be a representative. They don't have to already be in the House of Representatives. It can be an outsider there. Now, one of the reasons a lot of people are against McCarthy being Speaker of the House is that he's a well-known supporter of the military-industrial complex, and we're already mired in all these wars all over the world, and we don't want the war party wielding the Speaker's gavel. I mean, the Speaker has a tremendous amount of power in the House of Representatives in terms of what legislation gets brought down to the floor and what gets blocked. And you know, McCarthy was supposed to be a shoo-in, and he also tried and failed to become Speaker back in 2015. But he is bought and paid for by the military-industrial complex, and that's one of the reasons so many people do not want him in that speakership. But right now, he's only 6 votes away, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of arm twisting. The House is in recess right now. They're going to reconvene at 10 o'clock tonight to try and hammer this through. Now, of course, the good news is, absent a speaker, the House cannot be sworn in, which means they can't pass any more laws, spend any more money, and actually that would be a good thing, I think, for most Americans right now. Now, Representative Don Bacon, who is a Republican, is willing to bargain with the Democrats just to get McCarthy in as Speaker of the House. And Matt Gaetz is saying that if Republicans give Democrats co-control of the chamber just to get McCarthy elected as Speaker of the House, that he himself will resign. Because that's not the way these things are supposed to work. I mean, the Democrats lost the House of Representatives in the election, and now they're trying to finagle a way of saying, well, we're going to share power, and, you know, we're going to be a coalition government, is the way Alexandria occasionally has a Cortex described it. Now, over at Fox News, Brian Kilmeade labeled the anti-McCarthy representatives as being insurrectionists. This was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and declared that the GOP representatives who don't want to vote for Kevin McCarthy are insurrectionists. And then he tried to walk it back, saying, well, I probably shouldn't use that word. And one of his co-hosts said saboteurs, and Kilmeade said, yeah, we'll call them saboteurs. So anyway, interesting little article that came on out of the original AntiWar.com. And it's titled, A Government That Assaults Liberty. And they report on a recent series of events where the FBI gave a written response to a Freedom of Information Act request asking about the trade names and suppliers of surveillance software the FBI has purchased. And in a legal brief submitted to a federal judge, the government has yet again quietly acknowledged its antipathy to constitutional provisions that all of its employees are sworn to uphold. And since we're dealing with software used to spy on Americans in the U.S. and abroad, the constitutional right being transgressed is that right to privacy, which is protected by the Fourth Amendment, and it's been upheld by the Supreme Court. And actually, the Supreme Court heard a case on it back in 1965. And the executive branch of the government just basically goes on ignoring constitutional restrictions, which in my mind makes them illegitimate. That Constitution is the original contract with America, and any government that refuses to operate within the limitations imposed on it by the Constitution is clearly unconstitutional and illegitimate, and we basically need to start dealing with that reality. Now, George Soros is ramping up donations to a group dedicated to packing the Supreme Court to basically erase its conservative majority right now. And it's signaling the progressive determination to reshape the judiciary even after a long string of defeats. Now, this organization is called Demand Justice. They just got $4.5 million from Soros's Open Society Foundations to support policy advocacy on court reform. And again, what they want to do is simply load up the court with more liberals in order to push back against conservatives. And they're still out there wringing their hands over recent decisions about gun law and abortion. And they're saying, well, we don't like the way this is going. And we don't care what you conservatives think. We're going to do whatever it takes to turn this into a progressive utopia. All right. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor came on out describing her feelings following the ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. Now, remember, the Supreme Court didn't legalize abortion. All they did in overturning Roe versus Wade was return the decision regarding abortion to the states, where a lot of people rightly think it should be, and a lot of individuals thought Roe versus Wade was an extreme overstepping of authority by the Supreme Court. So Sotomayor is one of the three liberal justices on the Supreme Court, and was out there saying she had a sense of despair about the direction the court is going. Now, on that subject, the South Carolina Supreme Court, in a 3-2 decision, has struck down the 6-week abortion ban, saying it didn't give women sufficient time to obtain an abortion and violated the right to privacy. And the ruling means that the deliberate termination of pregnancy is protected up to 20 weeks under the state's constitution. Okay. Now then. Interestingly enough, you know, we've been following this murder up in Idaho, and guy is a Ted Bundy wannabe, and the way they tracked him down was using cell phone ping data, and they're saying this is a tremendous success, you know, it worked really well. Remember when 2,000 mules used the same technology to track ballot traffickers, and everybody came on out and said, oh, no, it's not precise, it's not going to work, and, you know, it's completely unreliable. Another case of double standards coming from the government. Now, down in InfoWars, a judge has suspended the law license of Norm Pattis, who is Alex Jones' attorney. The suspension is for 6 months because he allegedly released unauthorized Sandy Hook files. And the files released included the personal medical records of several Sandy Hook families during the Connecticut defamation case. And Judge Barbara Bellis basically said, given his experience, there's no acceptable excuse for the misconduct. So there's a lot about Sandy Hook they still want to keep under wraps. And, you know, at this point, we've reached a situation where if there's any, even the hint of a cover-up going on, we know something really bad has happened that is being covered up. You don't do a cover-up for no reason at all, is basically what it comes down to. Getting into the areas of election fraud, Carrie Lake has suffered a minor setback. She went to the Arizona Supreme Court in an attempt to bypass the appeal court system get a final decision on her lawsuit. And the Arizona Supreme Court has turned her down, which means she has to go through the appeals court. And eventually they may get the case, but it's becoming very obvious that nobody wants to touch this situation. Okay. In the 2022 election we had just last year, the Colorado Secretary of State sent 31,000 registration cards to foreigners asking them to register to vote. Now, foreigners, non-citizens, are not supposed to vote in our elections, and so this is 31,000 violations of election law. Now, up in Wisconsin, an election fraud team member has come forward with damaging evidence going back to the 2020 presidential election, and apparently this individual is blowing the whistle, naming names and releasing details involving the election fraud that clearly affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. So this is all coming out. It's very, very slow. Corporate media is trying to block this from public awareness. The Democrats certainly are as well. But it's obvious there is a major problem with our election system. And, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that this is just due to incompetence and stupidity and accident. But that's not acceptable. We need an election system that we, the people, know we can trust to be accurate and fair, transparent, and really, truly reflect the will of the American voter, because we're not going to solve any of the other problems we have in this country until we have working elections. As long as the elections are being stolen, the people stealing the elections will just do whatever they want with our tax money and our borders and vaccines and so forth and so on. Now, speaking of vaccines, the pharmaceutical companies and the promoters of the COVID vaccines are in a panic over what happened to Damar Hamlin, where he collapsed on the field. And, it's turning out to be an anti-vax commercial. Everybody's watching it. It's all over social media. Corporate media and pharmaceutical companies and everybody involved with COVID policy is trying to put these fires out. They're really not succeeding because there are so many of them. Now, retired NBA All-Star John Stockton says he knows of 150 professional athletes who've dropped dead since the rollout of the COVID vaccine, and says it could even be in the thousands by now. Now, doctors who are treating Damar Hamlin have given an update on his health. Apparently, he is able to FaceTime and sit up. He's able to move his hands and feet. He cannot speak. He's able to communicate through writing. But the last word we had is he will never fully recover from whatever it is that happened on the field. Now, when the doctors were asked about what caused Hamlin to go into cardiac arrest, they said, well, we do not know. We may know that in the future. So the message is we have no idea why all these pro athletes are dropping dead on the playing fields, but we're sure it's not what you think it is. Anyway, another megastar in the NFL, J.J. Watt, is now saying that his heart went into atrial fibrillation on the field this week, and they had to use a defibrillator to shock him back into a proper heartbeat, and so there is that issue there. And then on top of that, there was this, oh my goodness, how time flies when you're telling the truth. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about professional athletes in peak condition just dying suddenly. And there was a former NFL player, 38-year-old Uche Nwaneri. He played for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL, and he called for the imprisonment of those who refused to take the COVID-19 vaccines. Was found dead in his wife's home in Lafayette, Indiana, on December 30th. And he was found unresponsive in a bedroom by his wife at about 1 a.m. An initial autopsy report indicated there were no signs of foul play, and preliminary results indicate a possible heart attack. Ooh, imagine my shock about that one here. Now, everyone's talking about myocarditis, which seems to be, all over the place here, and people who've gotten the mRNA shots. And before COVID came along, before the COVID vaccines came along, myocarditis occurred in 4 cases out of every million people. 4 out of every million. Post-vaccine, the rate is now up to 25,000 per million. And so clearly there is some kind of a correlation there that needs to be looked at. Now, other reports are coming on out here, this one is from Lou Rockwell, talking about how COVID booster shots are triggering metastasis. In other words, they are encouraging metastatic cancer. And as a result, our average lifespan is beginning to drop. And the finger is being pointed at these COVID booster shots that are triggering these episodes of cancer, which is, you know, a good profit center for the medical industrial complex. You know, we're going to give you this shot for free here, and then we'll charge you $25,000 a month to fix all the problems the shot gave you. Another study, this one came out of Germany, finds that COVID-19 vaccines actually perpetuated the pandemic and caused immune system failure. And we were reporting on the immune system issues a year and a half ago, I think, is when it first came on out, that your natural immunity was being destroyed by these COVID vaccines. And again, you know, a lot of money there. You know, every little bug that comes along, you get it. You go to the doctor, there's some money. You go to the pharmacy and you buy more drugs, and there's more money there as well. And so they're developing their marketing plans around that. And, you know, a lot of people are looking at the pharmaceutical companies, and there's a lot of advertising that goes on to say, you know, we're a swell bunch of Joes, and, you know, we're just interested in the public health, which is very naive. I mean, the pharmaceutical industries are no more interested in a healthy public than defense contractors are interested in world peace. It's bad for business. And we know what happened with Purdue and the Sackler family and the opioid crisis. And Pfizer has got a long history of engaging in illegal activities and even human experimentation disguised as vaccine trials. And so, you know, for all the suits and ties and, you know, nice buildings and advertising and everything, they are basically drug dealers. That's what they do, and that's what they sell. Meanwhile, we're getting new information from the Twitter files being released by Elon Musk, and the latest revelation is that the Biden administration tried to hide the Wuhan lab leak theory. Remember when people started saying, we don't believe this comes from wet market or a cave or anything? You know, there's this Wuhan virology lab right there. We had really bad security. The seals on some of the equipment, you know, were like rotted away, like worse than our refrigerator. And apparently the Biden administration pressed upon Twitter to simply say, we've got to block this. We don't want people talking about, you know, lab accidents and virology labs. You know, we're going to blame it on something else here. All right, turning to the international news now. The U.S. is going to send Ukraine Bradley infantry fighting vehicles for the first time in a new weapons package worth nearly $3 billion, with a B, dollars. And again, going back to that book and the movie The Pentagon Wars, that was centered on the development of the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle and how it just got, you know, featured to death to where it just really does not work all that well. Now, the announcement from the U.S. came the day after France said it would be giving Ukraine AMX-10 RC armored combat vehicles, which are similar to the Bradleys but have a bigger gun and are considered light tanks. Okay. And we've been pouring all this money into Ukraine, which has a reputation, well-deserved as I understand it, for immense amounts of corruption. We don't know where that money is going in many cases. Attempts by the Congress to pass a bill to appoint an inspector general to keep track of all that money have failed. So basically, they're taking the money from your pocket, they're giving it to Ukraine, and, you know, poof, it's gone. Okay, meanwhile, oh, my goodness, we've got to take a quick reversion. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. Now, Germany has hinted that it may allow tanks or armored vehicles to be sent to Ukraine a day after France announced they were supplying armored vehicles to Kiev in an attempt to create a breakthrough in the 10-month war. And all they're doing is providing targets for the Russians and impoverishing their own people in the process. Kiev forces have begun using bonus artillery cluster rounds against Russian troops in Ukraine. And cluster rounds, cluster munitions in general, are banned by international treaty. And they're really getting into the heavy stuff here. Now, Vladimir Putin yesterday ordered Russian forces to implement a ceasefire unilaterally for the Orthodox Christmas, which began on noon today and lasting through Saturday. Ukrainian officers rejected the idea of a truce. Medvedev said Kiev's refusal to cease fire on Christmas Day is less trouble for Moscow anyway, and the U.S. dismissed Putin's Christmas ceasefire as a cynical ploy. So there we are. Now, the United States has issued a statement from the State Department that the U.S. opposes other countries normalizing with the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad following high-level talks between Syria and Turkey. Remember all the times we were in Syria? No, Assad must go, and he's still there. And a lot of the people saying Assad must go are no longer in positions of power. And so now the U.S. is basically throwing a tantrum, saying, well, you know, Syria and Turkey may be getting together, but none of you other people, don't you dare talk to Syria. Don't you dare talk with Assad, or we will be very displeased. Okay. Now, you probably heard that the son of El Chapo has been arrested. It was a messy operation. The cartels are very well armed, and at least 29 people, including 10 soldiers, were killed in the operation to arrest the son of jailed Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo Guzman. And there was a shootout with cartel members. And Ovidio Guzman, nicknamed the Mouse, was rounded up early on Thursday in the northern state of Sinaloa and flown to Mexico City on a military plane. So it was messy, but they got him. The problem, of course, with the drug cartels is every time somebody at the top is removed, there are plenty of others ready to step into their place and keep on, you know, selling drugs across the border into Norte Americano. All right. Remember Juan Guaido? Looks like that regime change operation may have pretty much failed. And, you know, the U.S. Does not bat 1,000 on these regime change operations. Some of them work, like Iran and Chile, and some of them just flat out don't work. All right. Another article, this one coming out of the Gateway Pundit, saying, so who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and why does nobody seem to care about it? Now, back on September 26th, underwater explosions destroyed 3 out of 4 lines of the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines off the coast of Denmark. And oddly, nobody in the West seems to be interested in investigating the largest environmental disaster in Europe and an attack on Europe's energy infrastructure in history. And they're just sort of looking the other way and whistling. Now, on November 18th, the Swedish prosecutor's office acknowledged the explosions were a deliberate act of sabotage, and nobody in the West seems interested in finding out who was behind it. They were blaming Putin for a while. You know, Putin blew up his own pipeline, which never made any sense, because if Putin wanted to shut off oil and gas to Europe, he's got the valves. You know, in the Russian oil fields, he just turns the valve, the flow stops, and Europe starts getting nervous and antsy and thinks maybe we should be much nicer to Russia. So whoever blew up the pipelines wanted to make sure that Vladimir Putin couldn't just restore the flow of oil and gas to Europe. And that's clearly not Russia's own agenda. All right, so let's talk about Biden's economy, which is you know, bad and looking worse. It has now produced the worst home market since World War II. Home values are continuing to decline. Homeowners are going underwater with their mortgages. And, you know, that used to be part of the American dream. You buy a house, you build its equity, and then you retire on the equity, or you take the equity and you invest it in the business. That's not working any longer. You know, houses have become a cash sink. And a lot of people who get underwater on their mortgage, they're just walking over to the banks and turning in the keys and saying, just go ahead and take it. We can't afford this anymore. Now, Guy Verhofstadt, the ex-prime minister of Belgium and member of the European Parliament, has now openly acknowledged that the anti-Russian sanction policy of the European Union has completely failed. And Verhofstadt tweeted, 9 packages of sanctions and the effect is less than zero. This has flashed back on Europe. and caused a lot more economic damage to them than it did to Russia. So it really did not work all that well. Meanwhile, the Eurozone is experiencing its own interest rate rises, and they're saying it could collapse the currency and cause severe an economic crisis over in Italy. Now, we're looking at a lot of inflation here as well, and nobody's sure what to do about it. But, you know, Biden and the Democrats just keep on authorizing the creation of new money to spend on Ukraine and Syria and all these other places as well. And not really spending all that much on us, who are expected to eventually repay all that money back to the Federal Reserve. Now, the United States had a motive in blowing up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines because they were very alarmed by Europe becoming energy dependent on Russia and would rather have Europe energy dependent on the United States. And so the U.S. has been cranking up its petroleum industry, and they have now caught up with Qatar as the world's largest liquefied natural gas exporter. And so they're now basically in the they're a major player. The U.S. is now a major player, and the U.S. exported 81.2 million tons of the super chilled fuel last year. All right, gold has surged to a 6-month high. Analysts are expecting records in 2023. If you have not already got yourself some gold coins and bars, you need to basically be looking at that right now. For some reason, silver has been in a slight decline. But again, you know, just hang on to it, and that will reverse itself eventually. All right. Over at Amazon, they have now slashed more than 18,000 jobs, while software provider Salesforce is cutting 8,000. And now, because we're through the holiday shopping season, retailers all across the country are letting sales staff go. You know, they're always higher up for the Christmas rush. That's over. These people are now becoming unemployed. All right. Now, major fast food chains like White Castle and Chipotle have started employing restaurant robots, they're doing it while the price of food increases in the aftermath of COVID and crippling I don't know where that came from. Anyway, these fast food chains are getting into automation, and that means fewer people working. Okay? Now, the Biden administration, Okay. I'll get it back. The Biden administration has now admitted that canceling the Keystone Pipeline killed thousands. Hang on. I don't know what's happening. All right. Coming back here. The Biden administration has admitted that canceling the Keystone Pipeline killed thousands of jobs and billions of dollars. And, yeah, we knew it was a mistake when he first did it. Meanwhile, the entertainment industry is suffering some record losses right now, and a lot of it has to do with people just becoming disenchanted with the content. Now, there was a recent poll conducted, you know, basically asking, you know, if Disney Marvel had reached its peak, and the majority of respondents said, yeah, it's going to be downhill from here. And, you know, we've been marbled out. And again, there's been a lot of, you know, wokeism leaking into that whole comic book area, you know, with Superman's son is bi, and, you know, people are being turned off by that. And another good example of that is over at Victoria's Secret, and their brand CEO, Amy Hauk, has resigned after less than a year on the job, and their stock dropped 8% after the news, after the news was released. And apparently, it really comes down to the male and plus-size models weren't selling the lingerie. You know, Victoria's Secret had, you know, the angels, the really beautiful women we all like to look at. And then they said, well, we're going to be inclusive and diverse. And they brought in all kinds of people who, frankly, you don't want to see in lingerie. And their sales suffered tremendously from that. All right. Let's talk about immigration and the border. The number of illegal aliens that crossed into the U.S. during the first quarter of fiscal 2023 is larger than the population of most big American cities. I mean, that is how bad this problem is and how out of control the situation is. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has announced he's going to grant mass amnesty and work permits to 30,000 new illegal immigrants a month. And Stephen Miller is demanding the House GOP open its impeachment inquiry because Biden is clearly in violation of Title VIII. He's in violation of his oath of taking care of this country first and foremost. Now, the White House has come on out through Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying that talking about the border too much actually helps the smugglers. And that is really a bit of a reach. And, you know, Biden has prioritized immigration, according to Karine Jean-Pierre. And over in New York, Mayor Eric Adams is calling the policies a national embarrassment. Now, Joe Biden has announced that finally, you know, after about 2 years in office, he's going to visit the border next week and, you know, take a look at the problems there. I hope he remembers it's the southern border and not the border with Canada. Because he's not going to see any problems up there. You know, a lot of maple sugar, but not a lot of illegal immigration here. Now, the Biden administration is going to increase fees on legal immigration to fund processing of illegal migrants who claim asylum. And this is unfair to the legal immigrants, not just financially, but these are people who came to this country legally. They've been through the process. They've been through the system. They've studied American culture. They've sworn an oath to be good little citizens. And I can imagine how they're feeling just watching that flood of humanity coming across the border who didn't have to go through the process, didn't have to, you know, do the studies. And that's got to be very irritating. And now Biden is going to, you know, up the fees that they pay to become U.S. citizens to pay for the illegal immigrants. Now, we've heard of a lot of governors across the country starting to bus illegal immigrants to places like New York City and Martha's Vineyard and Washington, D.C. And now we have a Democrat, Jared Polis, Colorado's Democratic governor, called the New York City mayor on Monday to inform him large numbers of migrants would be transported to the city. And, of course, Eric Adams is saying we're inundated. We're struggling to deal with what we have already, and this is not going to help the situation. Now, down in Florida, in the Florida Keys, there is a national park called the Dry Tortugas National Park. And apparently it's become a new landing place for illegal immigrants. And in response to the flood of illegal immigrants coming on in there, the national park is now being closed. So it's your national park, and you can't get into it anymore, but the illegal immigrants are pouring on in. Now, over in Great Britain, They're out there saying that infinite migrants to replace Albanians are looking to enter Britain illegally, according to government officials. And even if Britain were to stop illegal Albanian migrants from entering the UK, there would be an almost infinite number of migrants looking to take their place. So, you know, the solution to me is kind of obvious. You stop all illegal immigration. You know, you put up the fence, you put up the wall, you know, put alligators in the Rio Grande and just say, this is over. We're done with this. Okay. Now, over in Hungary, they want to boost their population, but instead of migration, Hungary is now exempting mothers under the age of 30 from the income tax as a campaign to boost the birth rate. And I think that's a very wise way of handling the situation. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. There should be music here. Oh, there it was.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, over at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, They're going against the wokeism grain and have released a statement endorsing free speech, okay, so including speech that might offend somebody else. And the problem is right now being offended is kind of a fashion trend, and there are people whose entire sense of self-worth rests on always finding something to be offended by. Ooh, excuse me. And MIT has come on out and say, well, you know, free speech is important, and if there's somebody who doesn't like what you're saying, well, you know, that's really their problem. You know, you can't have freedom of speech and a totally offense-free environment. It's just not going to happen. People are going to be upset when you say something that challenges their beliefs or their agenda, and certainly when you're telling the truth about somebody who's got something to hide, they're going to be offended. They're going to scream it's hate speech and so forth and so on. Now, over at the World Economic Forum, they're getting strange over there. I mean, they're already messing with our economy, but now they're calling for the decriminalization of sex with children, arguing that laws against age gap love, more commonly known as pedophilia, violate human rights. Okay? And, you know, I'm a big supporter of human rights, but I don't remember ever reading anything about having a right to sexually assault a small child. That just seems to be kind of off the map, if you'll excuse me. Now, rather than being a scourge, the pedophilia epidemic sweeping the world is actually nature's gift to humanity, according to Klaus Schwab, whose World Economic Forum has declared that pedophiles are being created by nature in an increasingly large numbers for a reason. And according to a research paper presented at the World Economic Forum in Davos, the pedophile phenomenon represents nature's attempt to cleanse the earth and save humanity from itself. Okay, that's really kind of out there. All righty. Now, over in Virginia, the Attorney General Jason Mayares has announced an investigation into that high school that was recently outed for withholding National Merit Awards from its students in the name of equity. And the parents are very upset about that. I mean, they've been encouraging their kids to try and excel in school. And excellence and meritocracy apparently are dirty words to liberals. And so there's now a formal investigation going on as to just why this school was denying these excellent students the recognition that they deserve. And this is not just about cosmetics or people's feelings. Those National Merit Awards are key to getting into good. All right. We got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.